All right. We now welcome on a very special guest here to the Exit 52 podcast. He's been on at least once, maybe, you know, a couple other times. I'm not totally sure. It's Mr. Colton Cowser of the Baltimore Orioles. How are we doing today, bud?
Good. Good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yep, absolutely. So off to a pretty hot start here. And we were wondering, what's the difference between your stints in Baltimore last year? Now you're kind of a vested pro. It sort of feels like, is the difference the beard? Do you think that's what it is? Because we were wondering, I mean, looking at it right now, it's pretty majestic. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm a vested pro by any means. You know,
you're playing like one. I mean,
have had a pretty good month, but you know, it's a long season. You know, got to start making adjustments here, but yeah, I don't know. I was sitting in the mirror last night. I was like, do I want to shave it? Do I not? I don't think I can shave it, but I was thinking maybe going mustache, because it seems as if everyone who has a mustache right now sitting well. Didn't know if I should follow suit. It is getting pretty long. It definitely needs a trim right now. But it might be it. It might be the difference.
There we go. I like that. Keep it simple. But again, we're little baseball talk. But how sick is it to, just as a baseball fan, and again, someone who I assume has followed the game for over 20 years, to walk in the Green Monster, sign it, put your signature on it forever, and then hit your first career home run over that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, Fenway's it's a pretty cool ballpark, and you know, we're lucky enough that they're in the division, so we get to play there a couple times a year. Yeah, pretty cool story. You know, grew up watching like Big Poppy hitting balls over that monster. So yeah, it was definitely definitely something don't want to take advantage of.
He just got sent back down, but I assume it was pretty cool to share that moment with Jackson there too. Great video, you guys.
Yeah, it was awesome. Except he kind of flexed on me that he already signed it when he was a little kid, but whatever.
you knew it wasn't going to be too high up. I know you guys were looking for the signatures. He was, you know, he was 3'4" when he signed it, probably, or smaller. So it could have been like.
Yeah, I don't want to put anything by him though. You know, he probably could have jumped up there and did it, but I don't know. So.
That's true. That's true.
Speaking of Jackson, is it like, what's the feeling like to be amidst? I mean, you were obviously a high first round pick, Westberg, obviously, you know, Adley, Gunner, then Jackson, a couple other guys in the mix. What's it like to play with all these highly touted prospects that have come up together? Because I got to feel like that's the coolest feeling in the world. What is sort of the, what are the emotions that kind of, do you feel like you're lost in the shuffle a little bit at times? Because like I watch the, or I'll listen to the opposing broadcast sometimes, they're like, oh, another first round pick, Colton Cowser, here he is. You might not know about him because you've got all these other guys in the mix that were highly touted. What's that feeling like?
Yeah, it's definitely cool. Just from like a personal experience, right? Not even, you mentioned like the broadcast. Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't even realize we were all picked at a certain point, but you know, I'd have to say, like, just from like a comfortability aspect, it's really good to see familiar faces when you come up here. You know, whenever you get into the clubhouse and you're surrounded by guys you've already played with or you're really good friends with. You know, I played one game in the minor leagues with Gunner. Never played. I played a week with Rutch in Aberdeen during a rehab for him. And then, of course, Jordan I got to play with in AAA for probably about 70 games or so. But, you know, outside of playing with them, I think just having those relationships is something that's – it's awesome.
Speaking of awesome, I got tagged in the video yesterday. I was at the game. But the handshake in the dugout, the milking. Do we have an official name for that? Because it
– I don't think we have an official name, but I was kind of caught off guard with it because I was just going through, like, the pregame just – you know, dapping everyone up. And I dapped Rutch up, gave him our little hug that we normally do. And then he was like, all right, put him out. And I was like, what? And he was like, put the udders out. And I was like, oh. And then that's kind of something that he likes to do. So, yeah, it's funny.
I love that.
Based on the fact that you didn't know that it was coming, I got to assume that you didn't know. But I'm curious, Eric, do you think that Adley saw that video of us at the center field bar after a couple beers doing that thing that maybe would be a little bit of an infamous look for us now?
Maybe. Again, I think it fits the Moo Man, the cow, the milk, anything you want to do. You know, you flash the udders out and you get it milked. I think that it fits. It definitely fits the theme. So that's why I figured that.
He could have seen it. I don't know. But yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
It's the best. I love it.
Are you doing anything like technically differently than you were last year, do you think, with your swing? Because, you know, obviously it, the production is there, but even just, you know, it looks a little bit more dialed. It looks a little bit more smooth. What have kind of been the changes that you've made on a technical level?
Yeah. Technical level, speaking like mechanically, I would just say I kind of pushed my hands a little bit further off my body, and not necessarily, I kind of have like the, like, without even knowing it throughout my career and growing up, I always had kind of like hypermobile scaps, which this maybe sound like a foreign language, y'all, but like when I would go back, my hands would go kind of behind my shoulder. And so any sort of, I was able to get away with it on fastballs because that path is pretty much the same every time. But when you get off speed, like moving into, you don't really have enough space. And so my hands would have to go out and then across. So it's like kind of just keeping them here along this line and then just going forward with them. So I think that creating more space, giving myself more space in my upper body has allowed me to, you know, work on hitting things moving into me. But at the moment now we're starting to work on hitting those changeups away because, you know, it's a league of adjustments. So starting to get a pitch a little backwards now. So it's all about adjusting. So, but I think another big thing was just remaining confident. I think last year my confidence started to wave a little bit, and this year kind of came in with a different mindset, and you know, it's gone pretty well so far.
You talked about adjustments. What's it like having to make an adjustment to when you're standing in left field, turning around and seeing that wall and how much space is behind you? And just, I mean, it's like playing in a cavern. I couldn't imagine. Again, there's nothing in the minor leagues that can get you ready for that. What's it like kind of when you get out there for the first couple of times and you're like, this is a lot of ground to cover?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps that, you know, I played center field. So, you know, in center field, you have a lot. The ball is moving straighter more often in center field, but you still have a lot of ground to cover. So it's all about kind of getting your head down and, you know, finding the spot or picking up the wall, and understanding you have a lot more room to run. So a ball that's hit over your head, it's like, okay, like get your head down, like get back there as quick as you can, because, you know, you get to a certain point and it's still going over your head, it's going to be a homer. But if not, pick up ball, pick up wall, and then kind of just make a play. I think that's the big thing. Definitely still getting used to it out there. But, you know, I think it's definitely a challenge.
Any coaches or anyone that's kind of giving you any pointers or anyone you'd want to give credit to help you make that adjustment back there?
Yeah. Anthony Sanders, our first base coach, outfield coach. He's awesome. You know, we always talk through things, and, you know, Hazy's awesome. He talked about some certain balls, like, you know, you kind of balls to your right towards the line. You better have a really good jump, especially if they're hooking away from you. If not, you might as well kind of get into that, deeper route just to kind of cut it off, because you're going to be about 400 feet away from home plate if a ball gets by you. Yeah, just continue to get out there and shag your BP and stuff, and it's pretty much the best reps you're going to be able to get.
Now, what did you do with the Xbox that you won for the AAA Championship MVP? Is that the craziest, like, award you've been, like, prize you've been given?
Yeah, so it's actually a funny story. Buck Britton, our AAA manager, he called. I don't remember. It was like four. I don't know if he was just messing around, maybe during BP or whatnot. But he goes, hey, like, he told like five of us, six of us. He was like, hey, if y'all win the MVP, like, I'm fining you an Xbox. Like, I'm gonna fine you an Xbox. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. Because I didn't know that you won an Xbox. Lo and behold, you know, I won it, and then he got the Xbox. And I have a gaming laptop, and PlayStation 5, so I didn't really need it. So then I gave it to him, and then
flex.
So yeah, he's pretty excited about that. But it turns out my brother's same Xbox broke, and for Christmas I ended up getting the exact same Xbox. So it turns out I could have saved myself a couple hundred bucks there.
All right, that works.
Yeah, but, I think,
you know, Buck's awesome. So I thought it was pretty funny that he did that.
Yeah, I guess. Go ahead, Eric.
So real quick, and with there was a story in the banner about it, but Buck's the call up videos are all so great. But the one that you did with him was, I think it may be my favorite, because we talked about it last time. The Gunner, I'm getting a burger. Adley's is great, but yours, you walked in with this like shit eating grin, being like,
yeah,
come on, because you, I think you like started to talk, and he was like, hold on, like I got it, and he just started going.
Jackson didn't say anything, but I think he knew too. I think guys are starting to catch on a little bit.
Well, yeah. So I'll say this about mine. So I'm in the lineup for AAA that day, in the Tides when we're in Durham, and like 40 minutes before the game, he goes, "Hey," I got one in his office, and he was like, "Hey, you know, just got word you're not sure if there's any move happening, but you're not in the lineup tonight." So I'm like, "Okay, like, sure, thanks, appreciate that. Let me just linger about that for the next 2.5 hours, 3 hours." So watch the whole game, sit there, and then pretty much right when I get in the locker room, I get called into his office. And as I walked into his office, he has an iPad videoing sitting right next to him. And I'm just like, okay, like, way to be pretty discreet about that. So I pretty much knew right whenever I walked in.
That was great. I love that one.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. You mentioned the Xbox. Any good Lego projects going on right now?
Gunner and I made our trip to the, I don't know how to pronounce it. It was Andrews Mall?
Arundel Mills.
Arundel Mills. Don't cut that. I already mispronounced it.
We'll edit it.
Yeah, we made it to the Lego store over there, bought a couple things, and I finally got my kitchen table built, so I can finally start building.
You had to build the table so you could.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like that was the project going on.
Yeah, I did a little bit of adult Legos around the apartment before I can actually do real Legos.
That's what IKEA basically is.
Yeah, exactly.
Last time
I used Wayfair.com, and there we go.
The directions in those things are always really good, though, and very easy to follow. So I'm sure you didn't have any problems.
Yeah, no problems.
Last time you were on, we talked hypotheticals, and you gave us like a 9-minute answer on if you would rather fight one gunner-sized tarantula or 100 tarantula-sized gunners. And I don't remember the answer. I think it was 100 gunner-sized tarantulas, which has to be the move. I can't remember. I think I may have tweeted this one at you. Would you rather always be sticky or itchy? Just always have that feeling.
I'd have to go itchy.
You feel that now with the beard, I'm sure.
Well, so like when you drink pre-workout, you get a little itchy. Like, I'm fine with that. Like, but sticky, I mean, you couldn't sleep. I don't know if you could sleep very well with either one, but like imagine, like, I mean, I don't know, you get into bed and like, say you sweat just a smidge and you're sitting there and you're like, yeah, this won't work because you gotta go take a shower. Like, you sweat, like, I don't know, 5 hours earlier in the day, barely. And then like, you don't even feel like you were like, whatever. And it's like, your feet are a little whatever. And then they stick to the sheets. You're like, no, I can't do it. That's how I am. Like, I immediate shower.
It doesn't compare to Texas, but we've got our first really like couple hot days of the year here. So I was kind of feeling that last night.
Yeah, it's pretty hot, huh? What the hell is that about? It came out of nowhere. Why wasn't it warm whenever I hit a ball really hard to center field the other day? I don't know.
Cool. Yeah.
You know.
And of course, it's getting warm as the Yankees come into town. Like, that's, yeah, sure. The ball flies when it's hot at Camden Yards. So perfect timing for that one.
It does fly pretty good. I will say that. So, which I don't hate as a hitter, but.
When you're back. You want.
So.
Now we've talked about it before, but there's no need to shame people who use hints in Contexto. Some of us are not as.
I mean,
when I was 17, I needed a hint. Okay.
Hey, all I'm saying is Westy, not a hint guy. Westy will go for like 150 attempts, and he's just. We haven't played in a while, but during spring when we were on like a really good like morning schedule, we'd get there early, tub. We'd cold tub, and then we'd go grab breakfast, and then we'd eat a little bit, and then we'd have like an hour to chill. He'd knock out all of his morning games. I would just play Contexto. But there's been a couple times when he's like, dude, I'm at like 100, and he just doesn't use a hint. I will use a hint before him. But I thought yours was awfully early.
It was, again, I got to like 15 and I was like, I'm done. I don't know what it was. I think it was crabs that day, right? Is that what it was? Or
It was. and then you gave me a hint too. And I was like, ah, whatever. It's probably
because you said, I thought you were like, because you said, come on, a hint. And I thought you were like, oh, come on, give me a hint. So I was like, oh, of course. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
We're on the same level here. We are not on the same level at all.
So. No, yeah, that's funny. Just because, I mean, it's a good game to play. It is really annoying though, because it's like sometimes you'll say something that's just like one thing and then it's like completely in the red and you're like, that's dumb. Like,
yeah, throws you way off.
I think that's the most frustrating part of the game.
I agree.
Scumbag RDT. Little out of left field here, not, you know, pun not intended. New uniforms, just had the draft. How are we feeling about the Texans, the hot team this year? What do you think?
Honestly, I have not looked at the draft yet because we had the way our schedule was. But I know that we went DB first pick in the second. Let me look.
Yeah, please.
We don't want to keep you too long.
I know No, you're good. I know we were trying to trade up into the first, but apparently the asking price was too much. Also, which wild news I saw yesterday was Tank Dell was a victim of a shooting in Florida.
I saw that this morning too. Like, I missed that completely yesterday.
I'm glad he's all right. They said he was fine, but would rather not have that.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Hey, happened to Malik Harrison. He came back strong for the Ravens. So
I saw the Ravens got themselves another safety or DB. What was it?
Yeah, we got a safety in the seventh. We got a DB in the first from Clemson, Dabo Swinney. Eric's a big Dabo Swinney guy. He loves the Clemson program, and just he's big into that stuff. Some offensive line help, got a receiver in the fourth. So we're feeling pretty good over here.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got a Kamari Lassiter. That's who it was.
Okay.
Cornerback from Georgia. D'Amico's fired up about it. So if D'Amico's fired up about it, then I'm fired up about it.
He's a beast.
I also know we made a couple trades late to move up a little bit during the later rounds, which I don't know what kind of capital we give up there, but I don't know. It seems like a lot of tackles and defense, which
going deep in the playoffs, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be different this year with a hopefully, just because you don't wish on anyone's injuries, but full season Anthony Richardson. My prediction for the AFC South is going to be, because we also got the new uniforms are sweet. The font is a little off, but I think that they look good. I was on the website the other day looking for jerseys. But I think it's going to go Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Titans.
Yeah.
Sorry, RDT, but that's how I have that division mapping out. But it all depends on quarterback situation with Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Will Levis.
Also, you kind of lost Derrick Henry.
You did. I mean, and we're all very sad for you about that.
You can't really stack the box anymore. And so I don't really know how that is going to play out in that offense.
I will always love the Titans. I'm fully in on the Orioles now. Like I was always a big. I mean,
we're moving past the.
No.
Like, welcome to my everyday with this guy.
It used to be like I would, When they fired Vrabel and when they let Henry walk, I was kind of like, all right, well, I can kind of tone down my like crazy fanness. And I was like, we're just going to go fully in on the Orioles, which I'm like, it's always like 98% Orioles, 2% Titans. I think now we're like 99 Orioles, 1%. So,
well, I think, but also I think the way that division is going to map out, I think that it's going to be won by one or two games max.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's running away with that division.
Yeah.
Because I think that it's all this, I think they're all pretty close and, but I am excited to see CJ Stroud in the second season.
Yeah. Maybe he'll come back to Baltimore for another playoff game and I'll freeze my balls off again. Cause that was probably the coldest game I've ever been to. I think I got COVID at it too.
We're talking about the one where when we didn't have a play inside the red zone. Yeah. I remember
that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, it
when you the Ravens weren't even playing well. And
you had me scared. You had me scared in the first half. You can take that home. You know,
be
proud about that.
Zeroed out in my mind we were going to lose just because of the way the offense was playing and how the Ravens weren't even playing well. And our only touchdown was a special teams touchdown. So
that was the moment, though. I was like, oh, fuck, it's happening again. And thankfully it didn't. But
that's all right. That's how it goes. How it goes, but again, we'll get you one more, and then we'll get you out of here. We appreciate you coming on. You're an avocado and a burger guy.
So guacamole,
is that what it is?
Yeah, avocado guacamole on the burger with some ranch, fried jalapenos. I haven't got over there to try it yet, but apparently, it's gotten good reviews.
Yeah, I know. Cole was there Friday. I'll head up sometime this week and I'll try it. It's hard not to order the Gunner Burger, but I'll put that one aside for we'll give the cows a burger a nice taste test video. But the guacamole avocado on the burger with the ranch and the fried jalapeno, it sounds fire. It sounds like a very Houston kind of thing. So
it seems to fit. It's the appetizer burger.
Ooh, I like that. I like that name. Yeah.
Got some.
That's going.
If you're really feeling froggy, you can put the cheese from the Gunner Burger on it. I don't know. You can go queso too. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, now you're talking about language.
Yeah. I'll bring my Tums, but yeah, I think I may dive into that.
Yeah.
But,
it was funny because I was like, well, like, why don't y'all wait till I do something to actually like put this out in the public? Like, we don't need a burger for the fourth outfielder. Let's calm down.
But everybody on this team deserves a menu item.
I think it is pretty cool how they incorporate that.
Definitely.
It's a good move by them.
But, all right. Well, I guess that's all we got for you. We know you're busy here. You got to go make some other content with some real professionals here, as we understand. So we'll get you out of here. Thanks for coming on and keep hitting the cover off the ball and let's do this again soon. Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it again soon. I appreciate y'all having me on. It's a blast.